Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento has long been known as the City of Trees, and if you travel around many parts of the city, you will notice some neighborhoods that are particularly leafy, like Elmhurst and Land Park. But other parts, especially in North and South Sacramento, are much more barren, which brings with it a host of other social and environmental impacts. The city now has a new plan for increasing its tree canopy, and it's asking for the public's help. The Urban Forest Plan calls for increasing Sacramento's tree coverage nearly twofold by 2045. That's just over 20 years from now, with priority given to neighborhoods with the lowest tree coverage. Public comment is being accepted through June 21st, so you do have time, and the City Council could approve the plan this summer. Here to tell us more about how to achieve tree canopy equity are Jessica Sanders, the Executive Director of the Sacramento Tree Foundation, and Garrett Werner, the nonprofit's Director of Education and Community Engagement. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So, Jessica, for those who are unfamiliar, what is the Sacramento Tree Foundation? What do y'all do?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit community-based organization that does everything having to deal with trees. So if you have wood in your house, you could get that from us. If you like taking hikes, we go for hikes and collect acorns. So we do everything that has to do with trees from seed to slab. So we do education, community engagement, public outreach, tree planting. We have a long partnership with SMUD, where anyone in Sacramento County can get up to 10 free trees a year that are professionally sited by our staff. And we do, you know, reforestation efforts throughout the county. But really, if you think about trees, you think about us. So if a tree comes down in the Sacramento region, it comes to us and we mill it, kiln dry it, and make it available for sale or wood donations.
It can be easy to take trees for granted in a city where there are so many trees. When I have people visit, usually they're like, wow, there are so many trees, you know, especially in the city center. But if you live in an area that is a little more barren, you may be thinking like, what is an urban forest? Can someone explain what an urban forest is?
Sure. So you can just think about trees where people live and work. So that's really what we're thinking about. And as much as I'd love everyone to have trees on the top of their mind, I'd love for us to be a city where the trees are just well taken care of and equitably distributed. So you don't have to necessarily think about what side of the street you're walking on. It's cool and comfortable no matter where you are.
Hmm. What problems do trees solve?
Well, they start by giving so many environmental benefits to us, right? And I think that's where a lot of people think about that and is in front of their mind. So we're talking about, you know, reducing energy use by cooling homes, cleaning the air, reducing water runoff, sequestering that carbon. But they also benefit our communities by giving spaces for people to meet, allowing people to be able to walk, and just beautifying our neighborhoods and making our places more livable and lovable.
And if you think about public health, you know, even a tree next to a bus stop is going to make it more enjoyable for someone to be there. And just looking at nature or trees, even if you're not actively thinking about it, will lower your cortisol levels, so your stress hormones. They'll lower your blood pressure and they'll help you relax. So just having nature around us, even if you're not actively thinking about it, does those things naturally for us.
Yeah, I just think about the drastic difference, you know, on a hot summer day in Sacramento, if you're on a sidewalk without a tree and you actually go under the canopy, it can be drastically different in a good way. You know, it could drop the temperature by 20 degrees. So let's dive into the city's urban forest plan. I mean, the plan for Sacramento is to increase tree coverage nearly twofold, from 19%, which it currently is average citywide, to 35% in about 20 years. How did all of this come about?
So there were many different meetings with groups. The city did GIS analysis to sort of see what is potentially possible and what is achievable. And so the plan was developed in partnership with community groups and a working group to figure out and how to set an ambitious goal moving forward.
Hmm. So 19% to 35% can be tough to visualize. How ambitious of a plan is this to achieve this in about two decades?
So it's pretty aggressive. I will say, you know, you don't meet goals by setting something you can do. You want to be very ambitious and bold in setting and prioritizing. But to think about it, 19% of Sacramento. So if you looked at Sacramento from above, 19% of it is covered currently by trees. Adding more trees is a lot of trees. And when you think about the size of trees we're planting, a tree that we planted 20 years ago is going to be much bigger today than the tree we will plant tomorrow. So if you're thinking about that picture, you know, we're an enthusiastic partner with the city, but you also have to take into effect what people do with their land, right? So this isn't just a goal for the city. This is a goal for everyone. So it's through partnership. It's through community groups. It's through neighborhoods. It's through businesses. It's through the state and the city and parks districts. It's all of us together coming to increase trees. And each one of those people have a different priority for what they want to do on their land.
Yeah. I mean, and all neighborhoods are different. Garrett, why do some neighborhoods, like I think of South Sacramento, North Sacramento, why do they have less tree coverage?
Yeah, so some of it starts all the way back with how the community was designed, right? So if you're putting more streets or highways and you're creating that kind of environmental injustice of segregating those things off, it makes it harder to plant trees. If you think about some of the areas that have more tree cover, they have a robust amount of street trees, and that spacing wasn't included in some of that design with some of these communities. So, you know, think about your streets where you have the sidewalk and then space for trees and then the houses. There are some areas that don't have that. It's just the sidewalk and goes straight to the houses. The other aspect of it is there are areas that are more kind of industrial, and so they have more industrial space. So that is part of it as well. And then some of it's just, you know, as the city grew, you know, the idea of planting these trees was left behind. And so, you know, you do have these areas that have very mature tree canopies and then other areas that don't. And even if with the work we have been doing, as Jessica pointed out, you know, trees we planted even just a couple years ago, their canopy is making a difference, but it's going to take a number of years. There's that lag before you start seeing it.
When we talk about under-resourced neighborhoods, you know, that also extends to, you know, actually investing in an infrastructure in a neighborhood that can house trees and a tree canopy as well. So now that the public can actually be part of this conversation, they have about a month and a half to take part in public comment. What do you want them to know as city, as the Sacramento, along with your nonprofit, works to developing and finalizing an urban forestry plan?
I think for me, the first thing would just be that you need to be engaged, trying to get the word out there and actually, you know, make your comments heard, look over the document, make those suggestions that you think. The city's not going to know what your input is unless you give it to them. And that this is a whole, you know, community effort. It's not just the city. It's not just us, but it's those communities as well. And being involved in that is really important.
What opportunities are there to be involved in the conversation? Or is there going to be a series of community meetings at City Hall, for example? Are you going to different neighborhoods throughout the city? Is there a virtual component? How can people actually take part in the conversation?
So the answer is yes, all of those things. So there are going to be meetings at City Hall. Really, I will applaud the city, and they're trying to make this as accessible for people as possible. So there is online surveys, there's a telephone survey, there's community meetings throughout the city. There's an online form that you can just fill out. And I would say as the Tree Foundation, we're always happy to hear from people and help break down some of those barriers. The only way that we can make, you know, big drastic changes to make our city even more livable and lovable as we face climate change is to make big changes. We can't do the same thing that got us here.
There's also a piece of it. I mean, trees are, of course, a benefit to any community, but they also come with some hazards, and we've gone through that with atmospheric rivers and winter storms. What piece of this is also focused on the health of a tree?
Yeah, so the city plan does highlight that you need mature tree care. So that is a piece of it, correct? So like we're engaged in with our organization with doing some pruning with young trees with volunteers, but that sets the trees up for a successful life into maturity. But then once they are a mature tree, they do need that care. The other part of it is making sure to plant the right tree in the right place from the start. So some of these trees, though they might provide amazing cover or were just attached to them because they're on our street, they might be more susceptible to the new climate that we're experiencing and we're projected to experience.
Yeah. And that's why your nonprofit is a partner with the city and its urban forestry plan. Jessica and Garrett, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Sanders is the executive director of the Sacramento Tree Foundation, and Garrett Werner is the director of education and community engagement. We have been talking about Sacramento's urban forest plan, which is accepting public comment in many ways through June 21st, and we do have a link on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is David Bourne. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.